Welcome into a daily editorial here in the KE Report. I am chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. And Dana, let's start off with U.S. equity markets, which continue to be quite strong. Now, day after day, we do tend to have some sell-offs throughout the day, and then these sell-offs get bought back. And it's not like these markets are screaming higher, but we have the S&P right around that 3,000 level, the Dow up at about 27,000. Overall, we are seeing the big names lead these general indices higher. What do you think about the overall strength of the broad U.S. markets?
Well, I think in the immediate term, things look solid still. You know, our risk models are heavily based on internal data, like breadth data, market internals, that type of thing. And despite the fact that you see the broad base, some of the broader indices like the value line, which tracks the median stock, and the small cap indices are lagging and hitting lower highs. So that's a bit of a concern. But most of our breadth measures are hanging in there and actually performing well. You have the advanced decline line hitting all-time highs. So I would say in general, we don't have any major concerns in the immediate term. Sure, those longer-term concerns over excessive metrics as far as valuation and price versus the long-term trend and the amount of money invested in stocks, that type of thing. Sure, that's very worrisome on a longer-term scale. But in the intermediate term, we don't see anything to suggest that we bail out of stocks right here. In fact, technically, the large caps at least are breaking out of these what appear to be cup and handle formations in the S&P, the Russell 1000, maybe the Dow and the NASDAQ 100 as well. Smaller caps are, yes, hitting lower highs, but they're above some key support right now. So they have a little bit more room to the upside. So all in all, we're still constructive on the broader stock market and continue to look to buy the dips.
So any concern on the overall momentum of the U.S. equity markets? I know that even though we have been or are close to all-time highs in a wide range of these broad averages, the momentum has waned a fair bit.
Yeah, but that's going to happen. That always is going to happen. You know, after the initial move, you're never going to maintain that type of momentum. So, yes, eventually that divergence in momentum will come to the ramifications will come to be seen at some point, but it's difficult to precisely time such a thing. So for now, price is more important than those divergences in momentum, and even more important than that is like I mentioned before, the our internal market internal metrics or breadth metrics are still supportive of higher prices. So we are not overly concerned about any kind of loss of momentum or anything like that. I think the trend is still up, so we'll continue to be positioned that way.
Yeah, the trend is your friend, and that's one thing with all this noise we get day to day on trade and Fed and economic data. That trend has and still is continuing to be higher. What about that rotation that you and I have been discussing on a regular basis? There's a lot of money in the system, and it has been rotating, sometimes into safer assets, sometimes into more risk-on assets. Where do you see the rotation now?
We take a relative strength approach, so we like to be concentrated in those strongest areas of the market. Beginning of the year, obviously, everything was moving up. During the spring, we had a little bit of a shakeout to separate, you know, the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. At the time, we had kind of a barbell approach to our portfolios, the concentration of our portfolios. On one hand, you had the interest rate sensitive sectors benefiting from the dropping interest rates. You had utilities and consumer staples and real estate and things like that, low volatility stuff moving higher and hitting new highs. At the same time, you had technology, all the various areas in technology and semiconductors, software hitting high. So we had a decent concentration there as well. Since then, you saw The tech sector take a bit of a hit in May, bouncing back now though. So you continue to see the rotation after pullbacks. You're seeing prices respond to those pullbacks and a continuous bid under the market. So you're seeing those sectors after they roll over continue to bounce back strong. So technology is responding again, real estate and utilities and those interest rate sensitive sectors after a little bit of a pullback over the last few weeks as interest rates started to bounce back higher. Those sectors have responded as well and back up testing their all-time highs as well. So you continue to see this rotation throughout the market. I think part of that corresponds with the indication towards further or continual easing bent on the part of the Fed and central banks. But that aside, we can't model for that. So we take our cues from prices and market metrics themselves. And for now, like I said, there's a continual bid under the market, and you can see it in price action. You can see it in the rotation in the various sectors. So again, we'll continue to be more heavily concentrated on the long side and continue to look to buy dips here in the near term.
All right. So, Dana, I have to ask you about the gold moves as well, because I know somebody who is not biased towards or against gold. You, for a long time there, just weren't really paying that much attention to gold because it was stuck in that boring trading range. We have seen increased volatility and a break to 5 to 6 year highs in the gold price, plus a number of tests now of right around that 1380, just above 1380 level, which was, or at least right around, strong resistance. What do you think about this move in gold? Are you getting more interested?
Certainly we are. Like you said, we were very interested in the last decade when things were going up every year, and then we had the hiccup for about 5 years or so, and then sideways for about 3 years, which is not unusual for a market to cycle like that. Right now, definitely more positive on it. We've been getting a little bit more positive over the last couple months, and certainly you've seen in gold, in the commodity, as well as gold stocks, gold miners, breaking key technical resistance and certainly opening up further upside, opening up an easier path, I should say, to the upside after breaking such resistance. So like the stock market, we don't have necessarily the same metrics from which to judge the gold market and the gold miners that we do on the overall equity market. But from a strictly charting technical perspective, which is all we really have to go on there, we are very constructive right now on gold and the gold miners, less so maybe on silver, but certainly the gold complex, we're pretty constructive on it. We're looking to buy dips as well in that space.
So when it comes to dips, any levels that you think that let's say gold could dip to?
I think a big level in terms of gold is down around, looking at the chart right now, down around, call it 1370 or so. We'd be certainly be more aggressive in buying the dips. Let me just update my charts right now. We're also looking at, like we mentioned, before the interview. Let me rephrase that. Anywhere from 1340. I would say in gold up to 1370, probably a decent spot to put some money to work a little bit more aggressively. As far as the GDX, looking to buy some, it's about to fill a gap from yesterday, which is very short term. So that'd be about 2560. But below that, I think the levels to watch would be about $24. And then down closer to about 2280, we'd be pretty aggressive in buying down there. So buying the dips in gold, gold miners, and the equity market still.
Any quick thoughts on some of those gaps that GDX put in right when it started to move higher in late May? That's a gap way down at about 21 level.
If we get down there, I'd be a little bit more concerned about it. If we get down there, I mean, it wouldn't technically be a breakdown. Certainly, I would not, if I'm buying around 24 and 2280, I'm hoping it doesn't get down to about that 2070 level or whatever it was when the breakout, that gap down there in May. So I would be certainly happy to buy, like I said, down near about 2390, 2280. Those are the breakouts and the levels and the gaps that we're looking at right now.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for all of your comments, Dana. Always great chatting with you. And it's always great reading over what you send out to your clients and to your subscribers, which I will post links below this interview for people to follow along both on your free site and on some of your subscription sites as well. Dana, thanks for your time today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, Corey.